Hello, we're on our show, weekly portion. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, Moshe Admoni. Hello, hello. We are with Parashat Tzav, continuing the previous portion where we talked about the offerings on behalf of Israel. It's from the aspect, from the perspective of the priests, the Kohens, first of all. It is, there's an elaboration about the different kinds of offerings and also the punishments, whoever eats something which is unkosher and so on, and whoever eats the blood from the offerings, that soul shall be cut off from the nation. And later on it speaks about the 7 days and the tabernacle. The Creator commands Aaron and his sons to take to go to the tabernacle, and he sanctifies the Aaron, and he shows them what the Creator obligates them to do, and the priests, they do as the Creator commands. Dr. Lightman, this is a pretty dense portion, but this is the big Shabbat before the Pesach. It is all with respect, this is as a recollection to the coming out of Egypt. We understand that all of the Torah was given in order to correct the evil inclination. I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah spice. So the Babylonian group that came out of Babylon under the rule of Abraham, that taught them how to connect and unite more and more between them. And he reached a state where they're already capable of the revelation of their evil. That's called that they're entering Egypt. The revelation of evil is also gradual, the 7 years of satiation where they feel that the growing will to receive, the ego that grows in a person gives development, a good kind of a development, that a person can benefit from it, succeed, he understands better, studies more, feels more. It's the development of the sense. We can't stay on the animalistic level. A developed person with all his senses, and behind our senses there is working a strong desire. Anyone greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his. But then we start seeing that this desire isn't that good. This urge, when we're aimed at uniting by the method of Israel to become as one man and one heart, we see that this unification, it's impossible. Our ego doesn't allow us to unite. We're starting to feel a problem. This becomes as the 7 years of hunger. That you're working hard, you want to reach the revelation of the Creator, of godliness. This is what the Torah sets as a goal, and we're incapable of doing it. We're incapable of connecting to that degree, but somehow, and by that, we feel that the Egyptians, that our ego controls us ever more, and we become the slaves. Therefore, it says that they have built beautiful cities, Pitom and Ramses, but beautiful cities for Pharaoh and for the people of Israel. These were cities of poverty and also danger, meaning that they can remain in their ego forever. And how do you get out? And then what we reveal is Moshe, who grew in the home of Pharaoh, that knows this whole ego on the one hand, because he's being brought up there on the one hand, and on the other hand, it is a very strong point of coming out of the ego that can lead the people above, out of Egypt, and to get out of it. Or that point that pushes a person not to finish his life in this ordinary life, but in this bourgeois ordinary life, but to find the meaning in life. And after Jethro and the 10 blows, we're talking about man here, because the Torah speaks about a particular person, what to do about himself. So a person has to feel that he must transcend his ego, that there come blows that he is incapable of remaining in. He nevertheless wants to connect with the environment, to be as one man and one heart. It's like in that group that was taught by Yitzhak, Avraham, and Yaakov, and so on, and the people of Israel. They felt that they're incapable of doing it. And then the people of Israel decide as reason because of the work, and they started asking, and they were fearful that they might remain in the ego, and the way, like our world today, feels helpless. And what do you do then? Then what you discover is what reveals is Moshe, Moses, the point that wants to get out of that state, to transcend the ego, and can't. What Moses is lacking is the force of rejection and attraction. Meaning we're in a state, and we have to get out of that state. We need two forces, a great force that will push us forward. The exalted great goal, appealing goal, that's missing, that's lacking. And also the pushing force from behind for us to feel that the state that we're in is a horrific state. And the truth is that it's a good state, because the people of Israel, they later on, in the desert, they were crying for the pots with the onions and meat and fish and garlic, all the things that they used to eat in Egypt. It is impossible to compromise. It is impossible to remain in it. And then comes the revelation of the Creator specifically to that point, to Moshe. And starts coping with Pharaoh. These are the well-known 10 blows. And after the 10 blows, man is ready with the point of Moshe, with all of the desires that are called the people of Israel. He's ready to escape his ego, to transcend it. And it happens when he reaches a state, the next state, the following state, that he escapes, he disconnects from his ego, and he wants to unite, he wants to connect. He then discovers that the ego does not disappear, but the other way around. He has reached an even higher state, a greater state, like Mount Sinai, where it's not that he rules now, but he lets a person choose. You want to progress toward bestowal and love and connection and unity and mutual guarantee. Please, go ahead. But you really have to give up your ego and to constantly be above it in a ceaseless war to correct yourself this way. And you can't make the correction yourself, but you need the higher force that's called the higher light, the illumination that is in the Torah that performs. And when a person agrees, or the people of Israel that agreed during the state of Mount Sinai, they've accepted it as a condition for the reception of the Torah, that they're ready to be as one man and one heart. Every moment to work in each and every state, to work on connection and unity, then they started discovering all the evil that's in us, the real evil inclination in us, and correcting it gradually. This is all the 40 years in the desert. How do you discover that? As much as you want to do good, you discover how incapable of doing good, how you're incapable of doing good simply. There are two forces. On the one hand, you're drawn to be like the higher force, like the Creator. You're toward the quality of bestowal, unity, because that is the quality of the Creator. And on the other hand, is revealed how they're in hatred and separation, distanced from one another. And then every time they need the higher force, the light in it reforms, meaning that the Creator has to reveal among them more and more. And then it's clear that the Torah, it's actually a correction, a special method, that the Creator is hidden in it. The Creator is hidden inside the Torah. And as the result of the evil revealing in a person who's engaged in the Torah, the true evil inclination is revealed, not what people in our world have or each simply wants for himself, but the true evil inclination, which is against unity, against love. Then they're needy of the higher force, and it turns out that Israel, Orayta, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Israel, the light and the Creator, are one. Israel need the Torah to bring the will to bestow to a person. And then instead of the egoistic network that exists among all the people of Israel, will come to them a force that will unite them above the egoistic desire. And that's how they'll correct the connection between them. And in the corrected connection will come the revelation of the Creator. And this is how Israel, Ohaita, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Israel, the light and the Creator, are one when it's revealed. And this is how we have to implement ourselves. And since our egoistic desire includes the 613 desires, and all these 613 desires, they're divided in thickness, the intensity of the ego. So there are many kinds of desires, groups of desires in us, like in layers, like in a sandwich, that we correct from light to heavy. And so there's much sacrifice. And the commandment is regarding the offerings, that by correcting each group of desires from using it for ourselves in favor of others, by that we make an offering. We come closer to the Creator. We make a korban in Hebrew from the word close. And so we come closer, and there is an obligation to correct the desires, and in the corrected desires, to discover the higher force for it to dwell among us. This is actually the realization of the entire Torah. Therefore, this portion is so important. It explains to us, and in the Zohar, and in all the different kind of writings, and also in the Talmud, and the Mishnayot, there's a lot about the offerings, that it's not simply so that, you know, you put some meat on the grill and you eat it. But we're talking about the parts of desire inside a person. Desires from the still, vegetative, animate levels and the speaking level that it has to do with the human part that you make an offering from, talks about, it speaks about the inner correction that each one of us has to do. And we're incapable of working internally over the correction of our desires to bring ourselves to unity, reciprocal love. Then also externally we're incapable, and therefore the temple was destroyed. They had signs for it 70 years earlier that it will be destroyed because the unity ended, stopped. Even the students of Rabbi Akiva, they fell from the degree of love, brotherly love to unfounded hatred.
אנחנו שנמצאים ב
And that's how we are at the end of the exile and got an opportunity to come back to Israel, we need now to start correcting ourselves. And when the connection between us exists, then we'll suddenly discover how we're supposed to make a sacrifice, how we're supposed to build tabernacle, how we're supposed to work, who's really a Kohen, who's a Levi, who's Israel. From within, we'll feel, as a result of the discernments, as a result of the correction, of the discernments of our corrected desire, we'll feel how to do it. Externally too, and also there will, the temple will be built, but when it will be built with the help of the whole world. Because as it says that we're suffering from our ego all around the world now, and all nations shall come to the home, the house of the Lord, and the correction will be the general redemption. So this is where we're headed, and what we're aspiring to come to is the offerings, a state where we can really correct our entire ego, evil inclination, first of all, to discover it, and in accordance with the revelation to correct it. You reveal something and then correct it, and so on. And therefore we see that the people of Israel in the desert, they're constantly wrong, they make mistakes, and again, and the Creator, He punishes them, and Moses does something, and the Levites and the Kohens, and that's how you progress. The Torah speaks about the corrections, even though that it seems to us that the people of Israel are all the time, they're sinners and so on, but the truth is that it's only the revelation of the hidden forces inside a person that exist in a person and have to be revealed in order to correct them. You talked about the students of Rabbi Akiva, and it's kind of frightening, because if we look at our path, we fail every time anew in our unity and connecting. Good. It's a sign that we're correcting something if something new is revealed. And the students of Rabbi Akiva, didn't they discover that? They couldn't stop the tendency. Because they had to eventually break, reach shattering, an exile, like we didn't choose, but we're standing on the verge of redemption, and we have to realize it. It doesn't depend on a person, it's up to a person only to carry it out. They only had this tendency, and there's nothing that you can do. That's the tendency. So the tendency is now for correction? Yes. Only we have to hasten this correction so that this necessitating force won't come in a dramatic way that will obligate, push us by bad forces. But God help us, and we will disperse this knowledge to the people of Israel, sitting in Zion at least. And then we'll correct, because the Torah shall come out of Zion, from Tzion, meaning from the Yetziot, from the exits, from the revelation of the evil comes the Torah. Before we delve into that, because it's very interesting, a small question about the parasha, the portion. The previous portion talked about the sacrifice, the offerings on behalf of Israel. Here it speaks on behalf of the Kohens, priests. What's the difference? Levels. First of all, our world as if gives us a demonstration of what the desire is. So we see that there are different kinds of matter, still vegetative, animate, speaking, and among all the kinds of materials, there are men, women, young, old, children, so on, rich and poor, masters and servants, and so on and so on. Meaning, we see that it's not simply so that it's divided this way, but because our desires They're so complex, they're so divided, and they need to be scrutinized and sorted, because every desire and the way they consist, there has to be a special there has to be the Rosh Chodesh and the different the specific days for it and so on. And then, accordingly, we correct the entire system and until it becomes corrected and whole and perfect. So here we're talking about the work of the Kohens. There we're talking about the work of Israel. And their precepts there, the men, the women. Not necessarily the offerings the way it's written, also with respect to the land and animals, man to his friend. There are many different laws, and these laws, they're actually corrections. We're talking about love, which is actually the correction of the offering that has to be done. And today, I was riding in a bus, and I saw this dad holding his child, and I thought about it, that I also love my daughter, and I love her, and I always justify her, and I don't have even a single bad thought about her. So how is this natural thing possible towards someone who's not my kin or my child, but toward the friends? How is this transition possible, something that is not a part of nature? It's not up to you. Of course you can't change yourself the way you're built. But in our world, you are led to understand that it is possible to create such an attitude toward a foreign body for you to treat it as something more important than yourself. You sacrifice much of your life for whoever that is. So the Creator in Gematria, also equals nature, holds you on a certain with a certain illumination where you're toward that child. From that ray of light, you get a special attitude toward the child. Also, have pleasure from it. Yeah, of course. That ray of light that reforms, it could make it so that you will relate to your friend that way, no problem. And from this moment and on, you'll start treating him as the most important thing in life. How? Because that would solve all the problems in the world. So ask. What does it mean then to ask? Of course we can't correct ourselves. Humanity thinks that they themselves, when I talk about the correction of man, when we see how things are today in the world, we can't do anything. You see what's happening with the banking system and the different problems. People are really losing direction. The great, the small, they're all perplexed. And when I say that it's not the world that has to be corrected, but it is man who has to correct himself, people look at me and say, maybe you're right. Because really, if people are so corrupted, then how can we do something at all? Really, in the world is full of abundance, and we can create a terrific world. We have such innovative technology and food abundantly, only divide it, disperse it correctly, and everyone will have all that they need. We don't have to work that hard. We can work machinery. Nothing. In short, please, go ahead. Turn the world into a garden, into the Garden of Eden. People can't. On the contrary, we're all afraid, under pressure. Everyone's ill. Why? Man can't arrange that, meaning you have to arrange the person himself. I talk to many people, and I talk to the representative of the European Union, that you have to correct man, and by this the world will be corrected, and everyone agrees. How to correct man? So they look at that. That's unrealistic. And they're right. It's really unrealistic to correct. Only is it in our ability? We don't have the strength. We're all evil. Man's inclination is evil to begin with. You can't do anything about that. But I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah spice. If you use the wisdom of Kabbalah, if you know, because it is the Torah of light, that's how it's called. If you know that through it you can draw the reforming light only thanks to the wisdom of Kabbalah, then you can, like you look at your daughter lovingly, you can look that way at each and every one. And then will you have a problem to distribute food to everyone? No. Will you have a problem to distribute clothes? No. Build houses? No. To arrange the whole world for it to be really perfect. The only thing lacking is just a bit of light. So how to draw that reforming light? That has to be the Torah of light, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now it's revealed. I really hope that humanity will understand what's going on here and how now we can turn to the correction of the world, that it's really upon us. So never fear that you don't have love even toward your friend. The more you'll advance, you'll find out that you hate him, you can't stand him. You're ready to kill him and burn him and hang him and everything. Really so. The evil inclination is revealed. And to the extent that you'll start loving, you'll find out how much you hate, and then you'll be perplexed what to do. Then you'll have the ability to turn to the Creator and demand the reforming light. Okay, I want to love Gilad. That's always like you said, it's a mechanism. You reach love, and suddenly breaks out the desire and the thoughts. But I'd like to love him and the friends. No, it won't work that way. You see, it floats. So I want to move that ray of light from, suppose, what I have on my daughter to... No, you don't have to. You don't have to move it. You have to get an additional ray of light for more and more light to come to you, and you will become the man of light. You say that reaching love is the revelation of the evil inclination. Otherwise, you will not demand the reforming light. Reform what? For the hatred to become love. I'm asking on purpose with respect to the world. You talked about it's not man's nature to want to reveal the evil inclination. In Italy, in your homeland, my homeland is Israel, but you lived in Italy for many years. You weren't with us? I was. So what do I have to tell? You tell. You saw how that person wrote down every word, agreed with everything, wrote it down, really studied it, only said, I have no one to talk to. And today, maybe he does. We've progressed a year since then, right? A year. There's more pressure, but not yet. There's more pressure. Maybe people will understand that they have no choice. But what is the choice? To study the wisdom of Kabbalah? No. So we're talking about the integral education. So in integral education, what is this action that I find out now that I don't like Gilad and I want that additional ray of light, like you call it? What do I do? I have to organize a group. It's the same example like with the people of Israel back then that they came out as a group. You have to organize groups for them to talk between them. What does the good attitude between them depend on? That without a good attitude toward each other in the global world, they can't exist. How did they come to that? As a result of feeling that they're getting importance for the connection, they'll also discover how hard it is for them to keep the connection, this mutual reciprocal effort between the hardship to unite and the necessity to unite. These two contradicting forces that a person will feel inside will bring him as if to an inner explosion, inner split. But I have to. How will I do it? You know, it's like scientists or some person who is really bothered by that. He's thinking about it all the time. He has these two options and he doesn't know how to combine them. And you don't have to, you know, the creator and everything. It's from the depth of the heart that we have to unite. Otherwise, we're doomed and the connection will come from above. Suddenly, the connection between them, they'll feel that there is a kind of a special force between us that fills the void between us. The connections between us, they suddenly become greater, higher than this world, higher than this life. They'll feel it. It's all you need. Yeah, but that's suppose also a group, a submarine team or a group of protesters or whoever feel the same. What's the difference? Because we'll teach them. We, that is what means that Israel have to be a kingdom of priests, meaning that the connection will come through us. Yes, we together with them through our studying, that is our work in the world. They have no way to achieve this higher light. But if they do all the actions according to what we recommend them to do, they'll get it from us, through us. Okay, there are whole nations in Europe that feel no connection between them, right? Tomorrow I'm going to Germany. There'll be representatives there from 30 countries. We'll have workshops and so on, because moreover, that they don't want, that they don't feel connection. There's hatred between them. What they did to each other in history, these nations, and what love covers all crimes. I have to build an umbrella over it. We'll see how they'll unite. I'm sure, and I'm really yearning for it. And how will they feel it? They don't know, but eventually through us. Well, this force of ours that we have connection with godliness, therefore, it's called the Nation of the Lord, Israel, Yeshar El, directly to the Creator, so they get through us. But the people that you'll meet there, they'll have points in the heart. No, they don't have to have points in the heart. They'll really receive and feel it. Already see this, how we're doing it also in Israel, with different people that aren't necessarily a part of those that yearn for godliness. The problem is that the people that you're describing, suppose Gilad and I don't really feel that I'm in a tough spot. But a person there that gradually through the integral education will connect between the problems that they have in education, culture, work, health, problems with kids, drugs, divorce, whatever. You have to help them tie that to the lack, the absence of connection among everyone. You know, more than 30 years ago, I was in France and I went into a shop and I talked English and I didn't didn't know French, and the shopkeeper didn't want to talk to me. He didn't want to talk English. And I left. He didn't even know that I'm Jewish. Were he to hate me for that? Okay, obviously, but only because I spoke English. So maybe it's good that there's hatred between the French and the English. Maybe it's good, because then he discovers the direction of evil. No, this is a different kind of hatred. The hatred we're talking about, that you want to unite and connect, but can't. If they themselves, what they need, if they themselves decide to unite, nothing will come as a result. On the contrary, the only thing they'll get is war. But they have to start connecting and seeing how incapable they are, and then they'll hear in the integral education, and with its help they'll succeed, only with its help. Because then through us comes the uniting force, the higher force. The purpose of creation is that the Creator wants to reveal in all the creatures, meaning the tight connection of bestowal and love and the feeling of the higher dimension, a higher degree, higher than our corporeal, animalistic, bodily life has to reveal in humanity. We are on the verge, and nothing else will help. It's not simply to make life easier or more bourgeois, but they have to try and connect according to our education. Meaning only when the direction is unity, then you can talk about targeted hatred, so to speak. We have to be light for the nations. No choice. And the more we try, by that we prevent them from coming to us with complaints. Like usually people accuse Israel of being the source of evil, that they're suffering because of Israel, and it's really so. So in that integral education, what do you do with those people? We have to put them in the squeeze and say, look, you don't like each other, or to push them toward unity. What does the integral educator do to bring them to a state? First of all, you bring them to this state. This education comes from you. The Torah of Unity itself is the wisdom of Kabbalah. You explain to them how to unite, the rules of the workshop. Why and what for? What kind of force did they have to feel and reveal between them? All these things, they seem simple, but these are elements that don't simply exist so in humanity, as much as whatever you read in psychology and so on. There's nothing about this. So you're the organizer, you're the source through which, when you connect to them, you make that connection, then the reforming light reaches them. And when they'll unite, they'll feel even further bother that they can't, or what? What's the process? No, not with them. We learned that if our correction of the people of Israel is gradual among the nations of the world, it happens at once. It's a wonder. It happens at once because they don't have degrees of avyut, because all the layers of the avyut which we have stem as a result of the will to receive and the will to bestow, breaking and entering one another. And they had no shattering. They didn't pass through the first and second temples. And for them, the correction of the desire, as simple as that, all at once. Meaning, if you try and build a system and you don't succeed, and comes Israel and connects to them and arranges the connection between them, that connection happens all at once, and the revelation of godliness. So I'd like to understand the psychology here of someone from Germany or France or Spain or wherever. He's bothered by not having work, and he's unemployed, and he doesn't have money, and maybe in the past he could buy beer and today he can't, and stealing things, and I don't know, it bothers him. He goes to this workshop and he's told, look, you have to unite. I went to such workshops in northern Germany, there were 1,500 people and so on. So what, other things start stop bothering him, something higher starts bothering him, or both things bother him as if you added another problem in life? Meaning that not only that I don't have beer, but there is also no unity in Europe. But I explained to him that one has to do with the other. Does one, when there will be connection, he'll have enough money for beer and for whatever. Then you don't need anything. The whole world works in reciprocity with nature, harmony, equivalence of form, and then you're not lacking anything. You don't add in another problem, but you add something that solves the previous problem. It is a remedy that heals all flesh. Okay, when you put together, in reality, a few nations together in a circle, it makes an amazing effect that very moment. They suddenly feel things that they never felt. But the workshop's over, and, you know, they go back to their day-to-day life. No. What I said is that the correction happens at once, meaning not gradually, that more evil in another correction and more evil and so on, like we see here and on this Parashat Tzav, a lot of offerings and then different times and different actions and days and so on. No. But here, you just have to pass the method on to them and to bring them into this method. And this method, it has to constantly work. It has to be like at school. That they repeat it every few days, and there is no new deficiency revealed. The desire doesn't grow. They work every time on the same desire, and for them the correction is much easier than ours. We are all the time in a sense, the sense, they don't have that. Can they become the guides of this? Could they become like instructors in this method? They can become organizers, ushers, maybe even guides, but not educators, because in every place there has to be a representative from the people of Israel. It could be virtually, it could be in different forms today, through television, internet, but it has to come from us. And it'll be really interesting, the will suddenly appear in the world. From the helplessness that the world will come and will be ready to accept the method, the Torah of truth, the wisdom of Kabbalah. They don't have to study it like we do, deeply and so on, but for them to understand that there is a wisdom, and for them to understand that the people of Israel have a special that this could bring them to the degree of man, similar to the Creator. About the integral education, if we talk about Europe, now it's only integral education, but if the people will know that it's Kabbalah, they won't want to accept it at all. When does the time come that it does turn and they start taking interest? Where does it come from? Psychology, Baal HaSulam, he writes about it, that it's psychology, you don't need the wisdom of Kabbalah for it. Anyone can remain their customs and so on, but they have to acknowledge the truthfulness of the source. No, they see that it works. It'll work from within. Start turning to them correctly. This is something that we can do yet with a method that is already written, and you'll see how no one asks about anything because the light works within. You're forgetting that we're not the ones correcting things. We only have to be the gateway to the people of the world, and the light comes and corrects. We saw that it works in them, and when it works, there are no questions. The thing is that they nonetheless have to appreciate the people of Israel, to see them as the source. When does this? They don't even have to know that it comes from the people of Israel. It'll come from within, and later they'll agree and want it, as it says Yeshayahu the prophet, that they'll take the people of Israel on their shoulders to being the temple. Amen. Amen. So our time is up. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, Moshe Admoni, our viewers at home. All the best. Thank you very much. And see you on our next show.